Hello, my name is Peshi Neuberger. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Gimel 113. Hallel, literally and simply, it means praise. For many of us, and certainly for me, it is the highlight of the Yom Tov davening, and with the possible exception of a few parts of the Yamim Noraim or High Holiday prayers, it is the closest, I think, that we get to communal spiritual ecstasy. In shul, whenever, it's not often, but when I get there early enough, I find myself watching as the gabbai kind of tries to hone in on the baal tefillah, on the prayer leader, who will be able to strike the perfect balance between joy and gravitas, which are both crucial components of challah. With today's perek, we begin the study of the most popular challah. Just one quick note for context. This perek and the five that follow it comprise what we call Hallel HaMitzri, the Egyptian Hallel, because it contains praise for the Exodus and the splitting of the Red Sea and Kriyas Yamsov. There is a second Hallel called Hallel HaGadol, which consists of one perek, Kuf Lamed Vav, 136, and contains the phrase, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Leolam Chazdo, thank Hashem for he is good, his kindness endures forever, over and over again. And there are some people who view the final five prakim in Sefer Tehillim as a hallel unit as well, which they call Psukei Dezimra, which means the verses of song. Right now, I would like to present the very first perek in Hallel, Kuf Yud Gimel, in a sort of before and after motif. Before and after the Malbim gets a hold of it. It's a very short perek, it's familiar, so let's run through it, quickly explaining it in the most straightforward and obvious way, the way that I think most people understand it, certainly at first blush, and how I understood it for many, many years. Hallelujah. That word begins and ends this perek and many prakim in Hallel. Praise God. It's a contraction. It's two words. Hallelu is praise. Ka is God. Praise God. It is seen by Chazal, by the sages, as the most supreme accolade of God because it contains Shem Vashevach Bevat Achat. It has his name and his praise in one fell swoop. Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Praise him. Servants of God. Hallelujah, Shem Hashem. Praise the name of God, the ineffable name of God, which contains Hayah, Hoveh, V'Yihyeh, He was, He is, and He will be, conveys His infinity. Yehi Shem Hashem Evarach Me'atah V'Ad Olam. Let Hashem's name be blessed or recognized as the source of blessings from now until forever. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mehulal Shem Hashem. From the rising of the sun till the setting of the sun, either the place of the rising or the time of the rising till the place or the time of the setting, from morning to night and from east to west, God's name is praised. Ram al kol gayim Hashem, al hashamayim kavodo. Hashem is elevated above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Mik Hashem Elokeinu. Hamag Bihila Shavis, who is like Hashem our God, who sits in a very high place. Hamash Pili L'ot B'Shamayim V'Aretz, who also comes down to see what's going on in heaven and earth. Mikimi Me'afar Dal Me'ashpot Yarim Evyon. He raises, he elevates from the dust an impoverished person, from the trash heaps, he brings up the poor. Lahushivi Im Nidivim, with the intention of seating him down with noblemen in the boardroom, im nidive amo, with the noblemen of his nation. Moshivi akeret habayit, and the piece de resistance, he seats down the woman who has been heretofore infertile in her home, and she becomes the happy mother of children. Praise Hashem. Beautiful poetry, evocative imagery, I think it's gorgeous. But until maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15, it seemed like a stream of beautiful praises. no obvious development of an idea, a thesis, a message. In certain ways, lahavdil, but in certain ways, it reminded me of Romper Room. I know I'm dating myself, but there used to be a children's show called Romper Room. Miss Louise was the teacher when I watched it, and she broke midway in the show for snack, and she had all the children bow their heads, and she said the following grace: God is gracious, God is good, let us thank him for our food, amen. And in a certain kind of a way, that's kind of how I see this perek. God is gracious, God is good, let's say it in a lot of different ways. Enter Malbim and kind of unlock this perek. Bear in mind, or if we do bear in mind, that Malbim spent much of his life debating proponents of the Haskalah, of the Enlightenment movement, and of its rejection of much of religious practice, it becomes not surprising that he sees in this perek a polemic against deist theologies, against the belief that God exists, that he created the world, that he is all-knowing, all-powerful. But, and maybe because of that, once he created a finite world, he had to leave. And he's way beyond this world. In the pagan tradition, the earliest form of deism, they believe, transferred the operation of this world to the celestial beings, to the astrological signs. In later years, during the Haskalah itself, they believed that the presence of God in this world was in the human mind, in the human reason, and that's how the world was going to be controlled. But in either event, deism is as old as the hills, and it is a theology which suggests that God has left this world and has absolutely no involvement with us anymore. So now, keeping that in mind, let's look at the opening perek to Hallel HaMitzri through the Malbim's lens. Hallelujah. Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Hallelu Et Shem Hashem. Praise God, all servants of God, praise the name of God, the ineffable, infinite name of God. Everybody should do that, all people who worship God, who believe in him. But Yehi Shem Hashem Vavarach Me'atah V'ad Olam. From now, from this moment, from the moment that we recognize Yitziat Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, and the splitting of the Red Sea, and all the miracles that happened at that time, from now and forever, praise is just not enough. Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach. Hashem's name has to be blessed, or recognized as the source of blessing, of our current blessings. He has to be recognized as the one who is involved in giving us what we have every day. Because you see, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mehulal Shem Hashem, from morning to night and from east to west, Hashem's name is praised. People are praising him all over the world. They think he's big. They think he's powerful. They think he created a magnificent world. Problem is, Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem. For most of those nations who have those beliefs, Hashem is Ram. He is elevated, he is high, he is untouchable, unreachable, unknowable. Al Shamayim Kavodo. He is elevated above the heavens, and we have no contact. Mi Kashem Elokeinu, who is like the God that is our God, the God that we know, that we have seen at the Exodus. Hamagbi Lashavas, it is true that he sits in a very, very high place. In many ways, he is untouchable, and we can never appreciate who he is. However, that same big God, in the immortal words of Charlie Harari, is also Daddy God. Hamashpili liros b'shamayim uva'aretz. That same God lowers himself to see what's going on in heaven and earth. And once he does that, once he comes down to heaven and earth, which, by the way, are equidistant from where he is, Mikimi me'afardal, the sky is the limit. He gets in the trenches and he gets in the dust and in the dirt and he picks up the impoverished and he changes their fortune and he seats them down with noblemen, to the point that he even takes a woman who has given up all hope of having children, and he seats her down in her house where she is now the happy mother of children. Why those two specific examples becomes very clear once you see the Malbim's approach. There was a pagan dictum that wealth and poverty, fertility and infertility, are in the hands of the stars. That was the deist belief. This was a direct hit against that belief. Nothing is in the hands of the stars. Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach, Hashem's name has to be recognized as the source of blessing. As Malbim sees it, this opening chapter of Halel HaMitzri presents a clear and developed thesis. Contrary to popular belief, Hashem is involved in our lives on earth. He has not checked out. He has not left the constellations to control what goes on here. And we who know of his miracles in Mitzrayim and on Yam Suf at the splitting of the sea, we can attest to that. And it's our mission to affirm that truth to ourselves and to others. Big God is also Daddy God, concerned and hands-on. Once we affirm this, we can praise him for the miracles he performs. As we will next time, Be'ezrat Hashem, when we continue with the second perek of Halel HaMitzri. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Zvi Yosef.